Cast.
You're listening to the Blind Bargains Cast. Blind Bargains Cast.
Welcome back to the Blind Bargains Cast, and we're up to a segment on a new and emerging popular keyboard called FlickType. You might have heard of Flexi back in the day. It was a keyboard on the iOS platform that was pretty revolutionary for its time. Well, Flexi kind of came and went and had a bit of an interesting past. We'll talk about that in a second. But Flexi is now back in the form of FlickType. And with us is Costa Eleutherio. Close enough on the name?
Yes, that was pretty good, actually. Thank you, Jason.
And, awesome.
It's great to be here.
Great. He is a co-founder of FlickType and, of course, has a new keyboard here to show us on the Blind Bargains Cast. Hey, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I would love to tell you more about what FlickType is and do a demo and, you know, take any questions you may have.
Well, awesome. We definitely really appreciate it. So let's kind of go through a little bit of the history before we get to what's here now. So Flexi was a keyboard that was out a few years ago, kind of came and went, eventually got acquired by Pinterest. So kind of tell us a little bit, give us the short version. We could go on for an hour about this, but give us a short version of what happened.
Sure. So Flexi was and still is a product that's out there being maintained by a different company right now, actually. But it is a keyboard that started as a keyboard with the idea being it would improve typing for everyone. So not necessarily only for blind or low vision users. However, very quickly, it became apparent that it was going to be really, really effective in terms of tackling the blind and low vision community challenges with regards to typing. And it was pretty interesting also to notice that typing is the biggest challenge, it seems, with just about everyone. So regardless of level of sight, still to this day on the phone, it's one of the most kind of frustrating tasks. So it was a fresh take on how could we imagine typing if it was designed from the ground up for the touchscreen. Whereas traditional keyboards so far have been using the paradigm of the hardware keyboard and trying to bring that onto the kind of virtual touchscreen devices. Mm-hmm. So and not a very different way of typing. So there's still a layout of the QWERTY keys, if you want. But what it really does is combine that with a couple of very, really powerful gestures to make typing easier. Now, as I said, this was initially launched with the blind and low vision community in mind when that was in 2012. Mm-hmm. It very quickly became apparent that this is not something that will only help people that have vision impairments. So we did seek out funding, external funding, to sustain the company, because at the time, just having the product for blind and low vision users was just not bringing anywhere near enough revenue to sustain it as a company.
Sure.
And no investors really wanted to target a very small market, so we were kind of in some way forced to expand our market reach.
You're saying it was, so it wasn't your original goal to kind of, the original goal was to what, to stick to blind people or try to find a way that everyone could use it, or?
The original vision was to find a way that everyone can use it. So ideally not really separate the two. I wanted to build something that I would call a universal technology, something that mm-hmm. happens to be different from the way that we typed before, but it would be the same regardless of whether you are blind, have low vision, or are perfectly sighted. It does turn out to be the case that sighted people have also demands and expectations for some things that blind and low vision users probably wouldn't care much about or at all. Even things like stickers and GIF images, like being right there on their keyboard.
Sure.
So eventually, and having taken external funding, there was a lot of commitment from our side as a company from that point onwards to really expand our reach. And what I would say is that unfortunately, we just basically spread ourselves really, really thin. And we didn't manage to create something that was typing experience that I imagined and that would be great either for sighted or for blind and low vision users. So I think all segments of our target market eventually kind of suffered from that.
So the company got sold. You are not involved with the Flexi company now, correct?
Technically, I am involved. I mean, on paper, I am still
okay.
the CEO. However, development and everything day-to-day has been pushed from my side and is now being developed by another team called ThingThing, who are pursuing their vision of a keyboard for sighted people with a lot of kind of added features on top of just typing.
Okay. So one of the things that happened when it was sold is that the source code was made available for at least parts of it, the Flexi source code, a couple years back. And so now you've taken that, built on that, and now we have FlickType.
That's right. So thankfully, Premier Request to the companies, the Flexi company board, we all agreed that it would be a great thing for us to open source that part, at least of the source code. The unfortunate part was that I didn't see anyone picking it up. Like, I was hoping that someone would kind of pick it up and publish it under maybe a new name, and see it on the App Store and see it thrive. So at the very least, I think that this is now a great opportunity where, you know, me going back to kind of the roots of where this all began, start from the code of the what was very unfortunately named FlexiVO app back then when it was kind of spun off the other app, and start from there and bring it up to speed. There's a lot of things that have broken since quite a few iOS releases have come and gone, and bring it up to speed and just release it for free for everyone to use. So that would be the standalone app, as probably some of your audience may remember. So that would be FlickType. And we are planning to launch that sometime this month, actually. So maybe by the time the show airs, it's going to be already on the App Store. And this is just the beginning. There's a lot more that I have in terms of fresh ideas and making this be a keyboard extension that can be used system-wide in all apps. Hopefully these things are going to come soon after.
So for those who may not be familiar, you do have a phone in front of you. Let's just do a really quick demo of exactly how FlickType works.
Definitely. So let me just clear the text here. So what I have in front of me is a keyboard layout, like the QWERTY layout that people are familiar with. But what I do is very similar to the direct touch typing way of typing. I just very lightly tap where I think the letters of the word that I want to type are. And at the end of the word, I just flick right. So there's no space bar. I just flick right to indicate the end of the word. So let me start by typing hello, for example. I'll go for H-E-L-L-O. Now, I probably didn't touch the actual letters, but I kind of touched nearby, so I'm going to flick right. And thankfully, the right word, the intended word, is pronounced. And to type the next word, I just simply start typing again. So there's nothing else that I need to do. As soon as I hear my word, I can just continue typing. And then if I wanted to delete something, I can just flick left.
Delete hello.
And I can delete words.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
So if it didn't pick the right word, you would.
So this is one of the most common kind of secondary tasks with tapping is the autocorrect, or let's call it like a correction engine does the prediction just wasn't what you wanted. So say I type this, but instead I wanted thus, I just do a flick down. And I can kind of cycle, by flicking down, I can cycle through the list of alternative suggestions.
Okay. What if you're trying to get a weirder word or something that's not coming up as a suggestion? What would you do then?
So if it's a word that I know it's unlikely to be in the dictionary, like a name or like an unusual name, because some names are already there, what I would do is similar to the touch typing method of typing on the standard iOS keyboard, I would just tap and hold, and then I would just explore the keyboard and the keys.
I switched it.
Yeah. And then when I let go, it's going to enter the exact character that I last heard. So this way I can make precise and accurate typing. And again, at the end of the word, I just do a flick right, and that is my space.
It will automatically switch you back, or would you have to switch it back yourself?
No, it will automatically switch back right after you let go, actually. So there's even a way to type the first letter accurately and then the rest not so accurately if you want. It really just gets enabled into that touch typing mode if you touch and hold down for like half a second or so.
So this is available right now in a public beta. In other words, it's pretty open as far as people can email you guys to the sign up. And you've been getting a lot of feedback from users. What have you learned?
That's right. Yeah, we're in open beta. And actually, we've been very amazed and pleasantly surprised by the amount of interest. We have so many beta testers already. I think we're pretty soon going to cross more than 1,000 testers. We just invite anyone to send us an email at beta@flicktype.com, and you can join right away. So a lot of the feedback revolves around, you know, there is some older Flexi users that are really happy, first of all, to have that back. Another is that people want, like the most common request is, can we make this a system-wide keyboard that we can use in all apps? And what we say to that is, this has been our dream from a long, long time ago. And this time around, it's going to be the first time actually that we're going to bring this full screen typing experience into just every app. because Flexi as a third-party keyboard was never, that could be used in every app, never had this full screen experience that you may have used in the standalone app.
And just to clarify for people who might not understand what he's talking about, right now you have to open up the FlickType app and you can type in like he was doing, and you can copy that over to another app. But of course, making it a system keyboard would mean anytime there's a keyboard in just about any app, you could have FlickType pop up as the keyboard. How hard would that be? Is that pretty simple as far as you already have the code for the keyboard?
It's quite hard for a few reasons. I don't want to go into too much detail, but the main gist is that the current code base that was open sourced by Flexi a long time ago is, let's say, pretty messy
messy code base.
So what we're looking to do is kind of start from scratch, and with that, bring also some fresh new ideas. So we're not going to just take the existing thing as is and pour it over, but rather we're kind of building it from scratch and trying to see just how much we can push the limits in terms of how integrated this can be in within the rest of the iOS system. So it's not just a matter of being in every app, but even some of the gestures about how you do things are going to be different. And one great example is, by being available in every app, that means that it's quite likely that you're going to start editing, say, a note that already has some text. So suddenly, there is this need to move the cursor more than before. So in the standalone app as it is today, there's no way to move the cursor. If you want to change something before, you have to delete things and then type them. So things like that are just going to make it, I think, much, much different and make it feel like much more part of the operating system itself this week.
Does the autocorrect or the determining of which word you're going to use, is it purely based on where it finds the fingers, or does it also use the context of the words around it to try to also give it a clue if it happens to find a couple similar words?
So you're right. It uses both, more than just one word that may be suitable based on both the touches where you touch the screen as well as the context, as we call it. But those two things together make for an experience where it's quite rare that you need to change the suggestion. And if you ever need to, it's good to know that it's just one flick down away. So all in all, it just makes for a really comfortable typing.
What other features? You said you have lots of bold ideas as far as what you're willing to talk about right now. What anything in the pipeline that you really think would be awesome, groundbreaking?
Definitely. So like I mentioned, cursor control, I think, is something that is quite requested and I think it's going to be a great addition and really let you even rethink the use cases of when you would use your phone with FlickType, such as like longer pieces of text content that you might otherwise not do because you didn't have cursor control. So other things revolve around the kind of even rethinking the entire set of gestures, not just the more advanced functionality, but even the most common ones. I think there is an opportunity here to create an experience that's even better and maybe much better than Flexi ever was for blind and low vision users. So I don't want to go into too much detail and things are like pretty fluid still, but we do expect the system-wide keyboard to go to beta very shortly after we launch the standalone app on the App Store. So anyone who wants to join the beta is going to get kind of the first and earliest glimpse of this new system-wide keyboard.
So you're doing this as a part-time kind of a side venture at the moment, or what's the setup?
That's a great question. No, so this is a personal effort of me and my wife, but just because it's a personal effort does not mean it's not our full-time job, really. There's no other project that we're working on. This is our entire focus, and we actually hope and plan for this to be a long-term sustainable project that can really impact people's lives, which is something that motivates us a lot to work hard and make sure, again, that it's a sustainable project in the sense that there were some errors that we did with regards to how we launched and how we priced the earlier Flexi products. And we think that this time around, especially having the commitment to the blind and low vision community and not really going after sighted users, coupled with the fact that we have a lot more experience, both technical and otherwise, we think we can make this happen and make this be a tool that people can rely on and hopefully make it the most popular way for blind and low vision users to type on iOS.
And I guess that's a good segue to kind of the related question. You know the market more now. It's obviously, you could pull out any stat you wanted. There's millions of quote-unquote blind people, but there's really more thousands or tens of thousands that are active users at the moment, maybe a little more than that. So how do you sustain this? You know, especially you can only charge so much for a project like this. And how do you do this in the long term? Obviously, you're not going to give away all your business secrets, but
and really, there is no secret. As like currently, we don't have any finalized plans on kind of what the pricing would be. We're looking to charge something very, very reasonable, like a very small fee, so that everyone really can be using it. So the question does remain, how many users are out there that would make use of something like this? And we haven't been able to find actually many statistics beyond the broader statistics that just don't tell us, you know, exactly what our target market is and how big it is. But we're trusting our gut feeling here. We really think that this can be a sustainable business, and with a price point that is low enough and reasonable enough, hopefully by having like almost everyone that can use this product actually use this product, is what's going to make it really long-term sustainable.
The other one that I've noticed, and I think from looking at some of the forum threads, you now have some users that are doing braille screen input, which didn't exist before too. So will there be a demo out there, or will there be a way for people to try it, especially people that might think, oh, I can't possibly type faster than braille screen input?
So we really want everyone to try it and make sure everyone can have a chance and really compare it with whatever their favorite typing method is currently. So that's why, as I mentioned earlier, the standalone app that you cannot use inside every other app, you have to go in it to type something, but you can copy and paste wherever you want, that will be launched free and will remain free forever. We have no plans to charge for that. We do have plans to charge for things that we're building that are new, such as the system-wide extension, but the core experience, we want everyone to be able to try that and actually use it and be using it for free. We have most of our beta testers seem to be using it every day, so it seems like even as a standalone app, it provides a lot of value for a lot.
Now, you're a small company, and of course, the question comes in right away. Android version? And then I add to that, are there still limitations in the way that TalkBack works that makes that prevents a third-party keyboard from really working like it should, or have you looked into this?
So I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked much into Android for maybe 2 years or more now, and I do think they're making great strides in improving accessibility support, but on the very surface, like just a quick look that I took, it seems that it's still not on par with iOS and maybe not even enough to be able to support what we're doing exactly. And like you said, we are a very small company, so we're minded to not take on projects that will, again, cause us to spread too thinly, and rather concentrate on the iOS users at the moment. But there's nothing fundamental long-term that would prevent this from being
right. I mean, obviously, it does make sense, you know, as much as Android users, including myself, want to say it, how much it's gotten better, the market is where the market's at. And of course, that makes a lot of sense. So any final thoughts, I guess, you want to add? Or obviously, go ahead and give another plug for the public beta. Make sure people can sign up for that.
Sure. Yeah. So our website is flicktype.com, FLICKTYPE. Everyone can sign up for the beta at flicktype.com. Just send us an empty email and we'll add you to the test flight right away. And what we really, really appreciate is people's feedback. So no matter if it's good or bad or the same as you mentioned before, just keep telling us, you know, what it is that it works well, what doesn't, so we can make this a better product for you and something that you can use every day again and again.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate the time, and good luck with everything that you guys are doing.